I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We're following up today on the story of a Pakistani Christian whose life is on the line in court. There's been a new bump in the road. We'll update you. Plus, it's World Water Day. Keep listening, and we'll share how you can make an impact in India through the gift of water. But we'll begin today with Ahmed, a strategically placed co-laborer of the gospel in Pakistan. He's still facing trial for the blasphemy charge against him, and FMI's Bruce Allen shares.
The most recent update is that the judge is now demanding that Ahmed come to the courthouse, where previously the judge had ruled that Ahmed did not have to be there. That's Ahmed's constitutional right to be represented by his defense attorney.
However, Ahmed isn't required to appear in court until sometime in April.
And it's a little ominous, simply because it wasn't show up next week, but it was showing up several weeks in down the road. And we're wondering if that's allowing time for an ambush to take place. So we're really requesting Mission Network News listeners to be praying for Ahmed's protection as he would show up at court.
So it's easy to see how the current time can be distressing for Ahmed, his family, and even his lawyer. And as we shared before, Ahmed's lawyer was attacked in court and beaten so badly he was put in the hospital. That lawyer's still recovering. So please, pray Psalm 37 over Ahmed, his wife, his family, and his lawyer. We've got more details on the case and how to pray at missionnews.org. Shifting now to Kenya, political flip-flopping has put this East African nation back in the headlines. Door International's Rob Myers.
And this is a really great thing for the country and for peace happening in Kenya, because it seems that the political turmoil is really starting to simmer down and people are beginning to unite again.
The turmoil centers on Raila Odinga. He ran against incumbent President Kenyatta in the fall elections, but Odinga refused to accept Kenyatta's victory, and violence followed. At least 100 people were killed, with unrest spanning from August to earlier this month.
Odinga had been working with this political party against the president, but just within the past week or so, he met with the current president, Kenyatta, and it looks like some sort of peaceful resolution has been worked out, and Odinga has actually now shifted and formed an alliance with Kenyatta.
In a joint press release, the men called for an end to national divisions. And that's good news for Door International. Their scripture celebration, originally planned for September but postponed due to the unrest, can now proceed as planned. More on that tomorrow.
For the first time, that scripture is becoming available to them, and it's impacting their communities in incredible ways.
And finally, today is World Water Day. Donna Glass of India Partners says one of their partners works with remote villages where the people are often underserved and marginalized. And clean water sources can be hard to find, especially during the dry months.
People are getting sick. So not only are they having difficulty accessing the water many of them do get hold of actually ends up making them sick. And so they lose work time because they're ill. They lose money because they have to pay to go to the doctor.
Glass shares the example of one village they're working with, which has about 400 people, half of them being kids.
This is one of those villages where they've had a single hand pump for the entire village. And again, in the summertime, it becomes non-functional and they have to walk up to 2 kilometers each way to bring water from the nearby village.
Not only does the lack of clean water put children in danger, it also takes a toll on the elderly. Pumping water or walking miles to get water and carry it home is hard physical work. Want to help India Partners see an India rich in hope, justice, and compassion? Well, consider helping to fund a well project. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Christian persecution seems to be on the rise everywhere. But so is hope. This month, Open Doors USA is offering a free ebook called Why Do You Persecute Me? And it highlights the stories of 8 Christians who faced incredible hardship because of their faith. You'll find valuable real-life lessons along with stories of strength, faith, and hope. Get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.